8. Now read the passage about weathering. You have 45 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on weathering in a geology class.
When we examine rocks in terms of the weathering process, it's obvious that the climatic environments must also be taken into account. Think about the weather conditions in arid areas. In those areas, the frost at night expands along cracks in the rocks, and in the day, the rocks expand in the heat. This mechanical process of weathering due to the fluctuation between frost action and heat expansion is common. Now, in the tropical areas where rainfall is heavy, the chemical process is common. There's less mechanical weathering since the temperature remains high. In temperate climates, where we can see a warm summer with rainfall and a colder winter with frost, both chemical and mechanical weathering are common. What about the polar regions? Well, we are not going to see much weathering in terms of chemical processes since there's little rainfall. Neither will we see many mechanical or biological processes. The Arctic conditions allow very little weathering, in fact. Now, what about biological processes? The weathering caused by tree and plant roots wedging into the rocks, animals burrowing into the ground, or the decay of dead organisms causing destructive acids? Well, plants and animals live in all areas. But again, because we see fewer plants and animals in areas of extreme climates, we see less biological weathering there.
The professor describes climatic conditions. Explain how these conditions relate to different weathering processes. The program continues on the next CD.